Mama, it is time.
Mrs. Nose!
Oh, Melania, I cannot.
You must, Mama. It is for good of country.
Dearest daughter, after last time, I swore never again.
Look, as much as I love threesomes,
Silence, Donald! Mama, it is time.
Very well, now is it.
Whoa, is that a crystal ball?
Dim the lights, Melania. Now, hold your hands.
This is required?
Yes, yes. Now, close eyes.
Close eyes, Donald.
The spirit world is near. Now, call out to friends on other side.
Friends?
People you trust.
You mean like lawyers?
Close enough.
Okay. Where's my Roy Cohn? Where's my Roy Cohn?
Right here, motherfucker.
Roy! Holy shit! It's so good to hear your voice!
I wish I could say the same. I made you, Donnie. And you fucking deserted me. Drop me in a New York minute.
Oh, come on, Roy. Besides, I really need your help now.
Fuck you.
Roy, please.
All right. Just one last time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
But you got yourself in one hell of a pickle this time, Donnie. I'm going to have to bring in reinforcements.
What are you talking about?
Good evening, Mr. President. Done any, fornicating lately?
Tricky Dick.
Let's shit-can the schoolyard nicknames, all right? Spanky.
Donald, do not anger spirit.
Sorry, Dick, but you don't know what I'm up against. The fake news people are ganging up on me.
Uh-huh.
And now a bunch of kids are protesting against me.
Even more deja vu.
My own staff is turning on me.
Can you say John Dean?
And the FBI is crawling up my ass like a proctologist.
Yeah. Where do you think Deep Throat worked?
In porn?
Donald, please.
Oh, right. So, what do I do? I don't want to be a loser who resigns.
Oh, gee, thanks so much for bringing that up.
Oops, sorry.
Look, Donald, that was only because I waited too long to really fight the bastards. Don't you make the same mistake.
Yeah, you said it, Dick. You can still turn this fucking thing around, Donnie.
Well, let me just say this about that. Among the regrets of my time in this house is the way in which I handled the end. When my cover-up was blown, I was left all alone, deserted by allies and friends. When the sirens started wailing, the bastards started bailing, leaving me alone and aghast. Stuck on the shelf to face the music by myself, like Odysseus, tied to the mast. For decades I've stewed about the ways I was screwed, and now I've arrived at an answer. If you want my advice, don't waste time being nice. They'll just eat you up like a cancer. Truly now, which would you rather be?
On top of the world or all through?
Watergate no longer bothers me. And let your conscience bother you. So hit 'em hard.
Gotta hit 'em hard.
Leave 'em in stitches.
Gotta hit 'em
no need
hard.
To pull any punches.
Gotta hit 'em
with those
hard.
Sleazy sons of bitches.
Gotta hit 'em hard. Stop at nothing. You gotta catch 'em off guard. Make 'em think that you're bluffing.
This is no time to be toothless. You've got to be ruthless. Just like my old friend, Mao.
He let 100 blossoms bloom and took a weed whacker to
him. Where have all the flowers gone now? I should have tossed those tapes in a bonfire, rounded up the bastards on my enemies list. Put the Washington Post behind barbed wire, along with herds of dirty hippie journalists.
bebop, Rupi Dupi Teepop. Take it, Roy.
Hey, remember Tail Gunner Joe? McCarthy, don't you know? The rotten apple of Appleton's eye. Even when he was Stinko, he panicked the Pinkos. A delightfully despicable guy. He'd say to me, Roy, pay attention now, boy. You gotta grab that limelight and hog it. When you start taking flack, don't have a panic attack. It just means you're over the target. Well, in 1953, in Washington, D.C., to be or not to be was not the question. I made it my mission, like a one-man inquisition, fishing for the hidden indiscretions. Yeah, those were the days when I got to say, are you now or have you ever been a commie? Who cares if they were red? Didn't matter what they said. I'd slice them up just like a fucking salami. We didn't care who we were smearing in those television hearings, long as it made the news above the fold. The suckers took it on the chin. That's when the checks came pouring in. We were swimming in a river of gold.
Hit them hard. Use a machete. Chop them down like a tree. Turn them into confetti. Hit them hard. Find their weakness. Hit them again. Watch the fun as they run like the freakness.
And Donald, I remember a story I heard growing up in Slovenia. In Soviet days, Stalin had lots of ways of silencing troublesome foes. He heard Comrade Trotsky was hatching a Plotsky to undermine dear Uncle Joe. So Stalin's rebuttal was less than subtle. The outcome was not at all pretty. They found Leon dead, ice pick in his head, in faraway Mexico City.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But guys, I can't do that. The fake news will crucify me.
Who gives a shit? Your people don't listen to them. The Trump-friendly media's a human centipedia. They'll swallow any shit that you send them. They'll call it caviar. You can never go too far. There's nothing you can do to offend them.
Just keep swimming like a great white shark.
I love sharks.
And they'll stick to you like a remora. Keep your enemies stumbling. Get ready to rumble, then. Light them up like a fucking menorah. Now if some nosy little sleuth gets too close to the truth, make up some new lie about Mueller. Who cares if it's bullshit? They'll still jump right on it, like Chris Christie gobbling up a crawler.
They want gossip and scandal. Give them all they can handle and shiny distractions to play with. So no one will notice the things that the POTUS is merrily getting away with.
But Donald, I sense grave danger from unexpected place.
What the hell do you mean?
She's right. You've got a serious problem here.
Now, listen up, boy chick. Get a hold of your joystick. And I don't mean what's between your legs. There's something rotten right here that could shorten your career. And it's stinking like a dozen rotten eggs. Your Jesus freak feet, a wolf dressed like a sheep, is plotting how to steal your job.
You've gotta outdo him, devise a way to screw him, and skewer him just like a kebab.
That bland little Hoosier is just a sad little loser. You gotta pound him right in the patootie.
His holy roller shtick is so very slick. Being Veep is just his Christian duty.
He comes off so bland, but there's a dagger in his hand. He looks like vanilla, but inside he's tutti-frutti.
He swears he's behind you, but we're here to remind you. If you don't get him out, you're gonna shout Etu Brute.
You gotta send that schmuck into exile.
And I don't mean just for a short while. There's not a lot of plotting you can do when you're stuck in a hut out in Timbuktu.
So remember, Mr. Trump, you don't want to be a chump. We understand it makes you nauseous, but this is no time to be cautious. Pull out your trump card and hit the bastards hard.
You tell them, kids.
Put them all away to save the day.
It's the only way you're gonna get to stay. Working in the Oval Office.
If you've been recording this, I am really gonna fuck you up.
You guys totally rock. You're as good as my good friend Kanye.
Oh, Jesus, shut the fuck up, Donnie.
But please do remember, Donald.
Yes, Melania?
No cyberbullying.